Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, this week I want to talk about having confidence in God. One of the things that comes through loud and clear, especially in the introductory chapters of all the letters in the New Testament, is the effort by the apostles to remind each of us who are taking up God's word about the truths that we've been given. Really, what has God done for us, and what has he done in us, and as a result, who are we? And they proclaim their own, what they believe, what they're experiencing, and then they're affirming what they see in the brothers and sisters that they're shepherding. Even in communities that are struggling with trouble and difficulties and sins and oppression and persecution and a whole range of things that are there. Because the reason I want to talk about confidence is, one, it's whether we're living with confidence, which produces in us a kind of freedom and security and life, tells us how much we've internalized and accepted the reality of what we've been given in our baptism and our confirmation, the new life of Christ that's in us. There's a second reading yesterday at Mass from Romans chapter 8, the second reading of the liturgy. I want to start there today because it's one of the classic places in which Paul talks about the overwhelming reality of what we've actually been given and what we possess, not what we hope we could have someday, but what we have right now in Christ, and he's able to stand on it. It's a source of tremendous strength for him. Here's what he said. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, in all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the culmination toward the end of that amazing chapter, which he's talked about many times over the years on the program. Chapter 8 of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, one of the most beautiful chapters in the entire Bible, because it reveals to us in great detail what's at the heart of what's been given to us. When we're born again by water and the Spirit, when the Spirit of adoption is given to us, and we move from a condition of being enemies of God, orphans, separated, alone, isolated, under condemnation, under sin, with no hope in the world, Paul will say, he says in Ephesians and refers to it in other places as well. We're moved from a real condition into another real condition. We've moved from a fallen condition into sharing in the life of Christ himself, the relationship that he has with the Father, and it's been given to us. And Paul's conviction that that's really happened, the reality of our new standing before God the Father, that we're in a profoundly different relationship with God, and it literally changes everything forever. And there's nothing more important, there's nothing more powerful, there's nothing more transformative than being able to receive this, accept it, and walk in it. We all know how challenging that can be, and there's so many things in this life which make it difficult for us to grasp it. What's that passage? Is it in 2 Corinthians, maybe chapter 4 or something, where Paul says, you know, we carry this treasure that we're talking about, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We carry it in earthen vessels, or some people have said, like crackpots. We understand our fallen nature. Life on earth is a trial. It's difficult. We battle sickness. We battle sin. We battle disappointment. We battle all kinds of things. And ultimately, our body here is wasting away. It's fading. So we experience something very different than what we've been given. But Paul reminds us that it's important for us, it's crucial for us to keep our eyes on what we've been given. Set our minds, he'll say. Gird up your mind. Set your hope. Put all your confidence in what God has done in you. Don't trust just your eyes or your experience, but your physical experience in life or the disappointments in life. Paul says, don't let any of that surprise you and don't let it distract you. So sometimes I think we spend more time thinking about, worrying about, struggling with the fact that we're earthen vessels, that we're clay pots, that we're very limited, and we have to bear significant burdens and sorrows and sadness and difficulty. Paul experienced all of that. The Lord experienced all of that. Paul's simply echoing the Lord, our King, what he himself lived and how he taught the apostles to look at reality and to walk in it. And so to me, this is where Christianity really, really expresses itself as a lived reality, that it's possible no matter what the circumstance that we're in. Paul mentioned many times on the program as well, he knew how to be abased and he knew how to abound. He knew how to have a lot or have a little, because he could live with either, because what he possessed was something much deeper. The greatest treasure he had, the transformative gift of new life that he's been given in Jesus, and his relationship with God the Father, God the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the body of the church that Jesus himself was creating and building, this was a treasure. This was the down payment. He knew it, that he received already the down payment of a full inheritance, as St. Peter would talk about it, a full inheritance with Christ in glory. The future kingdom is already present in my life and in my heart, and this is the biggest thing going in my life. It exceeds everything else I could possibly have in this life in terms of on the positive side, and it can't be taken away by any of the difficult dimensions of what life here on earth can bring us. So again, let's just go back to Paul in chapter 8. So he asks the honest question, is it possible for anything to separate us from the love of Christ? Is there a greater power, this great gift that we have of radical, unconditional love and union with God himself, which is the new source of a whole new identity, a whole new way of living, a whole new way of being? Is there any way we can be separated from this? Because, you know, we are separated from all kinds of things that we like and that we love in this world when we battle sickness or things get taken away from us and life is filled with disappointment. We often feel very much afraid of losing hold of the idols that are in our lives or the things that we really are leaning on. So Paul is challenging us, lean on the Lord, lean on him, because this really is the source of your life. And so part of what we have to be able to do, and what the scriptures and the apostles are trying to help us do, is to see first what we've been given. Because if we don't grasp it, and it's just kind of maybe some knowledge in our mind, but the actual experience of daily life and the way the habits we've created of living and thinking are focused on other things, and we're not setting our mind on things that are above, and living from our relationship with the Lord and the great treasure that he's given to us, it's very hard to value it or see the difference of what Christianity actually makes in this world. I think a lot of baptized people are at that place. And so they're not that attracted. One of the reasons why lots of people in a challenging time like the one we're living in, when the cost of following Jesus is rising, the cost of being identified with the church is rising, people feel like people just start drifting away because they don't know really what they're walking away from in many cases. And their minds are still in a place that Peter said, you know, don't fall back into your former way of ignorance. Just stay clear on who you are and fight for the treasure that you have been given. Contest for it in your life. And so Paul will say, again, Romans 8, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Can anguish, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? Think of all of those conditions. I mean, we're going through some of those now, not all of them by any means. Some people might be. It says, we'll anguish. I mean, I'm anguishing over the condition of my life, my family, all the things we're struggling with in the country. It's shaking me. I'm being filled with fear, confusion, doubt, even anger. And I'm not at peace, and I'm not abiding in the Lord, because I'm filled with this anguish. Well, Paul's exhortation to us and Peter and John and the rest would say, okay, it's not a surprise that life deals us these things, that we encounter them. Don't be shaken by them and don't fixate on them. Acknowledge them, but lift your eyes now to the reality of where your life is headed, who you are, who's with you, and what he's given you. And the great witness of the saints, which is so encouraging, so grateful that the church puts before us the lives of the saints, is we see how much the gold that we've been given in the gospel, the new life we've been given in the power of the Holy Spirit, the lived experience of being a temple of the living God, we see that lived out in the lives of the saints. And they're ordinary human beings like you and me who are growing and growing and growing in the Lord because they're living from the treasure. They're living from, they're believing, they're convinced, as Paul would say. He goes, no, he's so confident, you can hear him. No, in all things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. So all these things which frighten us, which make life difficult, are not enough to overcome in us what God has established in us. And the love of Christ that's been poured into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul can say boldly, I am convinced. And that's maybe the theme or the challenge that I want to have this entire week for us to say, I am convinced. Yeah, we're living through really challenging and difficult times, disruptive times, scary a little bit. And we don't have control like we thought we did. We're not sure where all this is headed. We're discouraged by the divisions and the anger and the rest that's happening all around us. If we keep our eyes there on that, what's going to happen is this treasure will begin to, we'll lose hold of it. Nothing can separate us from it, but we're the only ones who can diminish its impact. We're the only ones that can decide to live as if it's not real. And one of the ways we do that, we don't directly choose it, but we get preoccupied with the mind of the world and the energies of the world. And we start to get discouraged. We start to be overcome and we feel powerless and maybe even listless or discouraged. That's part of the spiritual battle. This is why Paul will say, or Peter said, for example, in 1 Peter, gird up your minds. The same thing Paul is essentially saying in Colossians and other places. Set your mind on the kingdom. Now set your mind, fix your mind, fix your hope, because what happens when we see the effect of the disruption in the culture, if it really steals our capacity to know joy, to live in confidence and security and freedom, and we're constantly worried or discouraged about it, that'll tell you where you've put your hope, or at least too much of your hope, on things that are passing. We talked about last week, the things that are shakable. And what Paul's talking about is an unshakable reality, and he's glorying in the fact that God's total commitment to us and the reality of the gift he's given to us and all it's meant to be can be lived out and experienced in our lives no matter what the circumstance. And no matter who's set against us, angels or principalities, powers, heights, depth, we don't have to be afraid of anything. You can end up in a jail cell somewhere, unjustly accused of something, and the king's right there with you in your heart. And you can thrive like Maximilian Kolbe did in his cell in Auschwitz. Nothing can separate us from that transformative love, which is at the core of our being, God's gift to us. God bless you. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.